Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffy and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffy.
And this has actually been such a nice episode. I feel even a bit emotional after this. We've done a lot of reflecting. It's quite self-indulgent, but I think it's a really nice one to... Oh, dare I say it's inspiring? I don't know. I don't know if I'd go that far, but I think it's a nice one just to encourage a bit of self-belief, a bit of kind of like... You're not doomed. Mm. You're worth good things. Good things will come. We're with you. Enjoy. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Nothing new. Although I do feel sick.
I know. I've brought on an illness.
You haven't brought on an illness. It just, Cambridge talk is tomorrow. Uh-huh. And we were just talking about it. And now I feel... It's so excited that I think it's almost like a sickness excitement. Slight nerves and also excitement.
It's a bit... I don't know where she came from, Cambridge. She just snuck up on
us. What the hell? We finally got our looks sorted. I think that's the thing that we were really... arming and arming about what to wear.
I still don't feel like...
No, I'm
because
not
because I haven't
100%.
Tried it on properly. Yeah, do you know what I mean? You know, I don't have the sense of...
Completion.
I can stop giving
almost.
A shit now.
No,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
either.
Exactly. I've been waiting for a pop.
I have been.
The cherry hasn't popped yet.
But I think I've got. I'm between a dress that basically I love, but I wore it Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, the day that Jamie Lyon kissed us on the cheeks. I've worn it a
Bloody
lot
hell.
To every event that's happened recently. I've worn this dress.
Yeah,
and I do love it so much. But it's like, do I want to wear it for the fourth thing that I do? I'm wearing this dress constantly. But you know what, I might...
Sustainable queen.
I might wear it. Yeah, sustainable queen.
Yeah.
I might wear it, but I also have one that I might wear as well.
By the time this comes out, it's old news.
Old news.
This episode.
It's already dull news, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, it's hardly riveting.
How are you feeling?
But it is for me. I agree with you. I've definitely got a bit of a buzz. Like, I feel like my heart is kind of on vibrate.
Yeah, genuinely.
But I feel good. I feel proud of us. I feel excited. I feel happy. Mm. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Just coming in for a chilled, like, catch up today, I think.
Are we going to.
That's what I wouldn't mind anyway.
Isn't off the record, I believe, which I'm excited for.
So, I think
so we asked you on our Instagram, we're going to say it again, Seffy and Wing.
Thank you to everyone following us on the Instagram. You are our favourite
people.
Favorite child.
Yeah, just thank you so much, everyone. And if you don't follow us, please, please, please go and follow us on Instagram. I'm sure you already do, but you know, if you don't, we asked you on there, like, ask us anything, and you guys have come through with stuff.
Should we just go on it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm reading them.
I'm okay.
Oh, you thought I was just staring into the void?
No, I was just checking that everyone's good.
I'm good. I'm just focusing reading
okay,
them.
Good.
My phone was just out of the FaceTime shot. I'm sure I look mental.
Take it away.
What's a song, movie, or book that never gets old?
Eek.
I know. I would say it's really classic for us, but I think the Harry Potters. I mean,
yeah,
if I've been watching
is...
those since I was, what, six? Maybe younger.
And they are still very much
alive.
You just said.
And I still watch these things.
Yeah,
I limit myself to probably me and my sister came up with like a vague rule that was like we
You're
can
rationing
watch
them.
Each one of them twice a year maybe before they get old, and I do try to resist it. Like if I know that I'm not going to watch the whole one properly, I'm like this isn't one of the times I watch it.
You have to savour it.
Because it's like, look, I know these things inside out, but it's like Goblet of Fire. If you've watched that four times a year, you know, the third challenge is slightly boring.
Ooh.
It's the worst challenge.
The third challenge?
The maze. I find the maze a bit... It just doesn't live up to the second challenge.
The water?
That's my fave.
I find the maze really scary.
I find the maze a little bit like, look, your first one was dragons, your second one was like mermaids, and then your third is a maze.
We actually, when we were watching Saltburn, were like, she's definitely referencing Goblet of Fire
maze.
Is that the thing?
She was.
I think she
with the shots of Harry Potter, and then the way that maze was shot.
Yes,
it did seem like someone's going to set up a flare any second.
Yeah. I don't know stuff that never gets old. I really actually struggle. Like, this is probably my most Libra thing. Not a thing. But, like, I just actually can't commit to anything enough to, like, stand by an opinion. Like, I'm so vapid and empty.
No, you're so
as a person that I just can't back... I would never say... Like, I just can't. I can't be like, yeah, that lives up. And then someone... God forbid someone disagreed or, like... Oh, I just can't. I can't. Do you know what I mean? To form an opinion, I just... Sometimes I'm not strong enough.
I mean, I think you are. I think you, on a different day, would say that Taylor Swift never gets old for you.
Taylor Swift doesn't ever get old, but that's not one song.
Okay, then pick your favourite one, that one, My Tears Ricochet.
I can't. I couldn't possibly pick one.
It's fair enough.
But My Tears Ricochet is up there, obviously. But again, that's on rations.
I need to listen to it, honestly.
That's on rations, as you know. Okay, so I've actually, this is a proposal. I don't know how you feel about this. Mm. But I've been thinking recently in my life, when I go through my life and I listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about you. Big compliment.
That's funny because I think about you when I listen to her.
Whenever she comes on,
sort of in a shop or something, obviously you come to mind straight away.
My queen. I have been thinking, and I'm kind of in a loose process, I'm thinking about basically starting to curate kind of perfect Taylor Swift playlists for you that we will then go through for different moods, vibes,
so that
we can get you in, in preparation for our Eras dates, which I'm so excited for.
Yeah, me too.
I think we should capture that kind of like the indoctrination of Seffi.
Yeah.
Into the...
We captured universe. A little bit of it with the way I was crying my eyes out in the film. I was on my period, but honestly, I was thinking about that the other day when we saw the Eras tour film.
Mm-hmm.
I was sobbing.
You were in bits, actually.
But I don't know, but it was the weirdest songs. It would be like literally...
A song you've never heard before, yeah.
It was like Blank Space, and I would be
crying.
But
it was just the sheer power.
I think I was overwhelmed at just like her presence, almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I just felt like kind of what she... was doing for women and the idea of like women quite like shamelessly liking something that has been deemed kind of embarrassing to like Taylor Swift for years.
Yeah.
I was just quite like moved by it.
It is moving.
And I just loved how she looked in that film.
Moved every day.
She looked so...
Oh my God.
The sweaty hair. I was like, you've never looked better. You look absolutely divine.
Divine.
I loved it.
So I'm thinking, like, I was almost... So some of my loose... I haven't written any of this down, but this has just been in my head. I was thinking the other day, like, a playlist, and it will be, like, I'm going to create different playlists for us to go through together.
Yeah.
I was thinking one of them is, like... running through District 12 with Peter Mallark sort of vibe.
Oh my God.
and those are that the songs.
Song. Didn't she do a song for Hunger Games?
Yeah, she
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I listened to that once on a train. You told me to do that.
Yes.
Stunning.
And just generally, like, just, you know, so that's why you need to be prepared for that.
I need you to not do that.
No, I will. I will.
There's a video that keeps coming up on my YouTube, like, homepage of... It's like the video of Josh Hutcherson playing with puppies.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was actually going to send that to you the other day.
I literally put not interested because I was like, I cannot.
Do not show me.
Do not show me less report. Of this channel. I cannot see it. No, no goddamn
Have
way.
Have you watched the full video or no?
I won't.
Really?
I can't. I cannot. Because I really want to see Five Nights at Freddy's. But
oh, I'll watch that with you.
Oh, well, I will obviously watch it, but I really don't want to... I just don't want to fall in love with him.
He's a Libra, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
He gives me that, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that for him.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I just think, and there was that video of, you know, that guy that goes up to sing at celebrities, yeah. when he did the really funny yes. one with Greta Gerwig.
If you see us at Cambridge, I hope someone says that.
Says what?
Can I sing a song for you?
Oh my God, so much. That would be literally amazing. And the guy gets up to Josh Hutcherson in the street and goes, whoop, 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 and sings the whistle song. Oh my God, it's just so good.
It's so good. So you're still loving him then? You're still in deep?
No, because I'm trying to avoid it.
Okay, right.
I just think ever since reading Hunger Games and just the hype around the new one and everything, and just I was in...
I've been in deep
on Hunger Games, on Peter Mallark before in my life. That is not a new thing.
She survived him once.
Many
but can she survive him again?
I've survived him so many times, but like, I can't. Like, I can't go back into this.
I get it. I'm trying to avoid it.
And it's like when you send me videos of Jacob Elordi, I'm like,
I can't even talk about that right
stop.
Now.
Stop. Like, yeah. I can't.
No, I can't even talk about it.
Like, it will ruin my life.
I refuse, so. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting my foot down on that one.
Well, the thing is, you send them all the time to me.
I know. No, I don't. Just
you sent me that... No, you sent
that
me...
That crazy video.
A violently stunning one.
I only ever send something if it's really a showstopper.
It was. It was insane.
And it was... What, actually?
It was insanely
It's too
good.
Much. I can't really get into him right now. It's too...
It's too real.
I'm not interested. I need to do that. I need to push it away.
Same.
So on that, let's change the subject.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on. A lot of questions about the pod.
Yeah, there are loads, actually.
Is that anything you want to talk about in there, or not really?
There's loads I want to talk about. Someone said, when did you first discuss the possibility of creating a pod together?
Mm.
We must have told this a million times by now.
Sometimes I think, though, you know when you tell a story or, like, the memory of something becomes the story that you tell rather yeah. than the actual
thing
memory
itself.
That it was? Yeah, and yeah. I wonder if there is more there that, like, we haven't thought about or spoken about in a while. Do you know what I mean?
Go on, then.
Well, I'll set the scene and you jump in.
Just got a message from our manager, Freya, saying, hey, guys, hope you have a lovely weekend. Had a lovely weekend. Cambridge. Some Cambridge info incoming. Oh my goodness, the nerves are kicking in.
That's a bit scary. What's the info? You're cancelled.
Nobody has signed up. Nobody wants to see you. I'm gonna be sick.
It definitely feels the most dramatic thing that we've done.
Cambridge.
Yeah.
I think it's the title, Cambridge Uni.
Really, for me it's the awareness of, like, I don't think to the same degree we've ever told people to meet us somewhere. In this way.
Probably a good thing.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we've met people and it's kind of been like very low key, and it's like, oh, you saw this random thing and you so fucking nicely came and like you really went above and beyond to like show up for us. But we've mentioned Cambridge a few times.
In a lot of episodes now.
Yeah, it feels quite
Oh god.
Yeah, no, I don't
I'm quite terrified.
Oh my god.
What is it?
We're at Ove Diner, which is Brill's. They've been looking for a slightly larger venue than originally planned. We don't have to turn anyone away.
Wait, I'm sorry? They're looking for a larger venue? Oh my god! We've broken the internet.
Sick.
We've broken Cambridge Uni,
the institution.
We should
be on the news.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Jesus. Well, no one can be turned away. That's not happening.
Oh my goodness, no. I'll do it on the street. I'll stand out with a megaphone.
Are you opening this? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Okay, should we just carry on?
Let's continue the episode, then we'll deal with that.
All right.
Oh my god, though. Thank you guys for everyone signing
thank
up.
Thank you guys, we love you.
They
god,
have
I feel
to look
sick.
For a bigger venue.
I feel sick now. I feel sick.
Oh my god, no, that's actually tipped me over the edge.
That was
really
the last thing we needed today. Okay, what were we saying? Yeah, so how did this all start?
Okay,
basically...
Sorry, I just need to shake it off.
Let's clear that a little bit.
Yeah, clear the energy. Jumping jacks.
I might have a drink before tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm going to limit my coffee intake.
To
one.
Wow.
Because I think I'm going to have one... Yeah, I can't have too many or I'm going to be sick.
I hear you.
Yeah, I'll have a drink before. Why
okay.
not? Honestly, I'll have like any kind of
sedative. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Do I go for something stronger?
Yeah, honestly. God, I feel so sick. Okay.
All right, so how did this all begin? We
sat down at a table. We were very into...
So should we talk about our relationship together as well?
Well, I always find this quite interesting.
Me too.
Even when I think about this, because...
But don't be hyperbolic, I think.
Okay, go on.
Well, I think we were... Okay, so...
Don't be hyperbolic.
Do you know what I mean? Don't be dramatic here, okay?
It's in my nature. It's in my blood.
I think, like, we just decided to do this very early on, like, in the grand scheme of our friendship.
Yeah.
It didn't take much to get us, like, it was literally a few months and we were like, yeah, let's do something, which is crazy.
It is crazy.
But also, like, it wasn't, we had developed, I think, a really strong, there was a foundation there of something.
Big time.
There was a strong connection there.
We weren't, I mean, it was like, in the scheme of friendship, so I had known who you were for... since first year,
couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, but we'd never really been friends. We were kind of like, you were very much like a mutual friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Our friends were friends.
Yeah.
And we went through the whole of first year and the whole of second year, really just with that kind of relationship.
Kind of scraping by.
Yeah, just like we'd bump into each other. And I remember the first time I ever met Wing, the first thing I thought was, I whispered to my friend, that girl looks like Selena Gomez. That was the first thing I ever said about Wing. She looks like Selena Gomez, that girl. So much so that I was like whispering it, like, don't you think that girl over there looks like Selena Gomez? And then the second thing I ever said about her, I remember walking home from your flat and I was like, I like that Erin girl. She's a really good storyteller.
Thank you.
Because you told this story and like you really set the scene. I was like, that's one of the things I value most in people. I was like, she's a really good storyteller.
Some
which
really
is quite
nice
a specific thing to say about someone.
It's actually a really big compliment. I also feel like I don't ever come away from like meeting somebody with you and you say something like, they were a really good storyteller. Like, it's quite an extreme compliment.
Like, I think that I appreciate it. And now looking back on that, my first impression of you, it's so funny that we kind of talk together and we have done for years. And that's like the whole thing is this like conversational thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so weird to know that then a whole year passed where we just kind of were mutual friends again. And then when we started living together.
Yeah.
Because there was a group of five. There were me and my two friends and Wing and her other friend. Our friends were friends. So we just thought, oh yeah, we'll live together. That'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we started talking and we just hit it off. The rest is history.
I remember thinking like soon after we met, I remember thinking like you were giving something quite honest. I still think this about you now. That I feel like we talk actually a lot. We were just saying about like, oh, it's a performance, like the performance of life and blah, blah, blah. I feel like especially at uni, when you first meet people as well, you're meeting a performance, you're meeting like a performed thing, or like everyone just doesn't
everyone's
know
very
who they are. Yeah, it's a very
every
strange, it's a weird time. And I just remember thinking immediately with you that you were really giving like an honest representation of yourself. Cut to the more I got to know you and in our conversations, and I remember saying this on the pod, I would be like, I could have a conversation with someone up to a certain point and that would be great, but you could just give like an extra depth, or like you could say something a bit darker or like weird, or like you had no shame, like you would say it and then explain yourself or like back yourself up, or you wouldn't like shy away from like a deeper conversation, which I really like you were quite unapologetic. And I think it still, I say it all the time, that you are really like a confident, unapologetic person.
I love that so much.
It's so true. Because we actually did, we used to sit in the living room and talk for hours, which I guess most people do, but like
because I feel like
we would come to the living room with topics though.
Yeah, we were kind of doing podcasts.
It literally was. I remember being in the living room and like not just me and you, but just with all of us, like, or almost like you go down into the kitchen, it's like, oh, the living room today is talking about private schools. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, god. So we're having like a, everyone's having a big conversation. Yeah. And it's like, I'm sharing my views. And it was like often like political
conversations. But then I think there must be an extra thing because there are so many, like we were having conversations with all kinds of people. I think there was something specific about we wanted to do something extra with it. Like,
so
I think
true.
There was I was actually journaling this morning and which was long overdue. I actually was speaking to Wing about it earlier. It was just like, I feel like I finally did my New Year's reset. Like I feel really ready nice. For 2024 now. Like that was
lovely.
I feel like I cleared out a lot and that was like,
yeah,
that was what I've been looking for. Uh-huh. The mental equivalent of tidying my room.
Shed the scrub down. To be honest,
yeah, I really did have to scrub down, scrape down the decks, the insides of my brain. And I was actually writing about kind of us beginning it and stuff. And I was really thinking like to have the same vision of like we both wanted, like we grew up watching these YouTubers and like vloggers and bloggers and all these fucking people. We knew them, we wanted it. But like in that way that you kind of want it and you kind of think, oh, it's just a dream, like sort of thing. I could never really do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny to me now. I was writing like everything that I wanted growing up. Not everything, but the thing that I wanted.
Yeah.
I now have it. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the thing, the commitment that both of us kind of, I think we saw something special in our conversations. Mm-hmm. And also we wanted the same thing, which that kind of overlap.
Yeah.
I think is quite a hard thing to find. Like even, we could have kind of vaguely wanted it enough to like do it for a year and then kind of give up or like, oh, but then also my job takes priority or whatever. But it's like we both wanted it to the same like amount where we were willing to put it above pretty much everything.
Anything.
Else.
I think because as well, like it's a vision that's aligned, but that vision is like really like that desire and the vision and the things that we wanted. It's all really rooted, I think, in like what we feel on like a deep level of our purpose. Like it comes back to like, this is what I'm here on this planet to do,
which
is sounds pathetic then when it's like, I'm here to get signed by Gleam.
No,
that's my purpose.
No. That just comes alongside with it though. It's
but
like,
that's
I think
alongside,
the thing-
we felt, and I obviously we still do, like the we just feel extremely passionately about,
and also the way it looks and the content of it. I think we had a huge overlap with it and we've grown so much with it, like how we first envisioned it is not how it looks now and we've changed so much, but I think the actual message of everything we do has like, we've never really had a conflict ever on the type of thing we want to make. We've never had a thing where it's like, I want to say this, no, but I don't want to say that, or I want to say this, and that. It's never. We've always been completely aligned with what it is, and also I think we've been quite fluid and open with each other.
Yeah, I think as well, though, in its foundation, it's about us. I mean, there are so many, like, when I almost say that, like, it's the purpose, like, the crux of it all. There are obviously, like, multiple things that overlap, and, like, it isn't just, like, one thing, like, I couldn't give a short sentence right here and right now off the top of my head. I couldn't possibly. Yeah. There are multiple things coming into it. But I think one of the like pillars of us doing this is, are you okay?
I'm just laughing that they've had to find a bigger venue. I'm
No, it's meant. I agree with you.
I've had a belly flip about it. Sorry.
I'm in the washing machine, like I'm
churning.
Spinning around.
It's okay, I need to prepare myself because I don't want to get this thing where I get it all the time.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down.
So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Where I start laughing in the middle of the thing that we're doing, and because almost I get the zoom out.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Well, whatever you do, don't yawn.
I might.
Well, try not to.
It's not a thing I can control. It's not like, oh, I'm tired. It's just like,
is it just an anxious yawn?
Could be.
Could be. Who knows? We'll go to the doctor. Could be. Open for interpretation.
You expect me to know what my body's doing? I don't know.
I think one of the like core pillars and like why we would never have a conflict about it, and I think in the way that you were saying, like, it's grown and changed so much over time, the idea that we started it almost like we've got so much more brave with it, or much more just like brazen in the way that we do it. Like, it's become more and more and more about us. And I think selfishly, that in turn actually becomes like a selfless move, because the more that we show ourselves in like a honest but also like forgiving form, I think it kind of does the leading by example thing of like, we're just here to show you that we're a piece of shit, and it's okay if you're a piece of shit too,
definitely.
Sort of thing. And we would never have a conflict about something that the other person wants to say, because we've realized that over time, well, first of all, we just wouldn't. But I think we've realized over time that anything we have the desire to say, or like anything we want for this space, is what it is. Because it can only be what we want.
I think it was the weird thing that in the very beginning stages, I think we knew that we wanted this to be like a long-term partnership. Like, even though, and then I think if you want that, you have to be willing to like grow and evolve and change, and like be open to the change when it comes, and not resist it, and only be okay with it in its certain form that you agreed with in the beginning way. Like, we have, I think we just know that we want this to last and last and last. And there's something really amazing about that. So I think, I don't know, I think being, trying to shut someone down on their, what they want to say, it's like you have to just be open to it, basically, of being, it being like a 50-50 but also 100% of you both.
Exactly.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's like, it's
yeah.
entirely me and entirely you, but also exactly half and half.
It's our baby.
It's a weird, yeah, exactly.
It's
a baby,
literally a baby.
Which is really wanky.
I know. But that's why I think as well, it's
that's
like...
That is the truth.
But I think when I was saying at the beginning, don't be dramatic, it's not like we just met and jumped into bed and made a baby first night in.
Oh, hell
It
no.
was like there was something established.
We courted.
We did court.
We dated.
Heavy. Extreme courting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's any like practical advice for anyone, but that's our story anyway.
Yeah, that's our story. That was lovely.
Yeah, that was really nice. Yeah.
What was the hardest part about starting the podcast in the beginning? And what was the best thing about starting the podcast in the beginning?
Hardest and best.
Yeah.
I think the hardest is the embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even necessarily think we were particularly embarrassed, but because there were, we were, as we've said before, bombed by there being two of us, and it's not just you on your own going on some venture on your own.
Which would be fucking embarrassing.
But it is embarrassing.
Life is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to sit around doing nothing and wanting things too.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's just about choosing, are you going to pick the embarrassment of doing something and be seen to be trying, or the, to be honest, the pain of not doing it, never giving it a go, And also just the potential of failure. It's like, I think we just need to get way more comfortable with that as a society. Mm-hmm. Not a revolutionary thought, but I do think it's important for everyone to be okay with the idea of like trying and failing is far better than not trying and then failing from that.
I actually disagree with you that the hardest thing in the beginning, more than the embarrassment, I think, was like, I don't know what the word is, but I guess it's just like a kind of, there's a sadness to trying and like, do you know what I mean? That sadness.
Not instant.
Because it's not instant and it's a long, hard slog to the end. And I remember feeling, I say this like to you now quite often, actually. I feel like it comes up, like I'll say to you, like, I remember doing things, like we would have conversations or we would do something and it's like we're making stuff that no one's ever going to see. And that is really sad. Yeah, like, and I think that is one of the things now that is definitely one of the best things about it now is that there's such a luxury. Like, I don't think we would ever, ever, ever take for granted the fact that when you decide to do something, you have someone there ready and waiting to like listen or respond or like enjoy what you've done. Getting
people's responses through every single time we look at them, we're like, whoa, like, wow, people actually responded.
People are here. Yeah. And I think there is something really, there is a sadness. There's a sadness because it's kind of lonely or like isolating, which is why I think it's so like such a luxury to do it together that there's two of us, because we could always turn and be like, this is insane to the other person. Yeah. But I think doing something on your own or just doing something in life where you're like trying and then it doesn't work and you try again next week and then it doesn't work and you try again next week for like 100 weeks straight, that is a challenge. And it is like an emotional challenge. And I think even like getting rejected from jobs or stuff like that, like it there is a sadness to that. And there is a sense of rejection when you're trying and like it's not immediately received well by thousands of people. And
it's like, it feels hopeless. It feels like, why am I even trying? There's no point. There's no way it's gonna ever work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course I'm destined for shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the bit that makes it painful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you know that nothing's instant, you know that logically, that it's not going to be I start a podcast and there's
and the next day Beyoncé shouts it out and everybody
I know
loves
that's
me.
Not how it works.
Uh-huh.
But I think that if we knew as those two little girls around the table how slow it actually is, I don't know if we ever would have done it. Like, I think we would, but I think I always felt
on the brink.
Just the delusion of it, basically. I always felt kind of bigger than we were.
I always felt on the cusp. Like, I always felt like, it's tomorrow. It's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, I remember saying this to my mum. Like,
yeah, one more sleep.
Yeah, just, there have been so many points. Yeah, one more sleep.
Yeah.
Honestly, there were so many points at the beginning, kind of in the like sort of beginning to middle stages of where we are now. If tonight is the final point, which is not, but like almost midway through the journey up to this point, a lot of people questioned me on it, and I completely get where they were coming from. I completely get it, of like, is this right for you? You have finished uni and you're deciding to what? Not do anything with that. You're deciding to not do the familiar path. Like, we don't understand this for you. And I remember having the conversation with my mum, where I was like, I feel like we're just on the brink. We're just on the brink. Like, I just need to be able to do it. And she completely backed me on that at that point. But it was so funny because we were nowhere near the brink of anything. Like, we were years away from even seeing a penny from it, really.
Yeah, there's no one brink as well. For us, anyway.
There's millions of brinks.
There's always a brink.
Also, the brink of what? Like, I don't feel like I'm at... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what the fuck is that? But I think I almost meant on the brink of, like...
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
A valid thing.
Yeah.
Which now I do feel like it's a valid thing.
Agreed.
Which it always was, but it was just almost in society's lens. But we were years and years away. We were probably over a year away from that, from ever making any money from it or anything.
I do think, though, like, if we went back to that table and was like, it's going to take years and years, like, this is what it looks like, and kind of mapped out our journey for those two little girls. Yeah, we definitely would have done it. And I think the confirmation of knowing that it was there at the end,
like, or something,
something was at the end of the journey. It's like, oh well, I don't care how long the journey is, then I'll do it. It's kind of like, I'll go on a long flight, I'll commit.
Yeah, and that is the fun, like, the fun bit is making it and doing it and all the stuff that continues to happen. The fun bit is not like you work so hard then you get this payoff at the end. Like, that's not how it works. It's like you create something, then you just continue to do it. That's kind of, that's the goal, that's the dream.
Best thing about it at the beginning,
the best thing about it,
yeah, at the beginning, they said.
I think it's mine comes down to you, like, I think doing this with you, like having a real project that you're working like intensely on with a friend, and like really developing
the
like
energy,
a language with you that we like use internally and on here, like building that, really building from scraps, like from the barest of bones, from like the tiny bit of an idea, and like working on this thing. I mean, there's nothing like that, really. I've never known anything like that.
I've never known anything like this. I don't
know.
It's actually baffling, actually. Yeah, it's weird, actually, because now when I think about my life, I can't take this out of it.
Yeah.
It's so
intrinsic.
It's so everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the best. It's actually such such a cool thing.
They're having to find a bigger venue.
That is crazy, Teffy. Stop. I can't
believe that.
That's a bit mental, actually.
If we this is coming out after the Cambridge talk. I hope it all went well, and thank you so much if we did meet you and if we made it through.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone who's just been here on the journey in general.
Yeah. It's really nice looking back like that, actually.
I know.
I feel like we don't do it often enough in our own lives. Like, it's really... Because also, you sent me a photo and you were discussing about maybe doing something merch-wise about this, which I think is such a stunning idea. It was all of our logos throughout the ages. We've had, like...
Throughout the
ages!
We've
designed every single one of them. And each one very much is an era.
Totally
and
is.
When I look at each of them, I can... You know when you see a photo of something and you can feel it? It's like, God, I can smell it. I can feel it. I'm there. I'm in 2019. I'm in 2022. Like, I can actually feel the feeling. All of these logos give me such a specific feeling. Like, I would love you to make, I don't know, basically wag them on a hoodie or something. I would wear it every day. It's just insane.
It is insane. It is insane. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah,
it's crazy, actually. I think, like, the biggest thing for me, and I have said this before, but kind of as well, speaking about that sadness at the beginning, we were purely working from the hopes of talking and someone listening. Like, you're purely just, you're talking in the hopes that someone's ears will fall on it. Yeah, totally.
Is this literally
one person? Totally that. And just doing it for the idea that one day it might, and just keep going and just keep going.
Yeah.
And I find that's the bit that I almost find hard to, like, grasp mentally now, that I'm like, oh no, people's ears are on it, that has happened, and that is crazy, actually, when you think about that. And because I wouldn't know how to explain to myself how that happened.
It just bit by bit, like, literally brick by brick,
which is such a dissatisfying answer, but it's the only way.
No, it actually is. I think it does come down to, like, there's always, like, when people seem to ask for, like, basically, I think people want, like, a formula or something. And I do think
you've got the formula.
Brain here. I think it. Okay. I think we've discussed the formula. That I'm not a mathematician. You may know.
Go but on, but you're an expert
I think
in this
it's a little
field.
Something like this.
Yeah.
Consistency. Spark. Spark.
Right.
Plus consistency.
Spark.
Plus time.
It's just the first thing. Spark. It's like immediately, like.
No, first thing, spark.
Spark.
It's like, okay,
oh, simple.
Spark.
Just go to Tesco.
You've identified
spark.
A spark for whatever it is. I've identified the spark. Oh my God, I want to be a dancer. There we go. That's the spark.
Beautiful.
consistency. Mm-hmm. You practice every day. You keep going, blah, blah, blah. You make all these videos of yourself dancing. You audition for the stuff. Consistent, lovely. Consistent, consistent. Do every, like, blah, blah, blah. Plus time. Time needs to pass. Mm. Lots of time needs to pass. Plus, I would say maybe some talent would be good. Plus some talent.
That's always helpful.
Multiplied by talent
equals
the thing that you wanted. Someone write that down.
I do actually agree with that. So what did you say? Spark
plus consistency.
Consistency.
Plus time.
Plus time. Because you can't just be consistent for a week.
No, you can't. It's a time needs to pass. Years, uh-huh. maybe. Times it by a bit of talent, a bit of like... You've got something new to say or whatever. Your dances are good.
Whatever you're doing, yeah. Your dances are good, definitely.
Oh, yeah, but you've grown.
Everyone dances perfect in their own way.
But, like, you're not going to be... Your first video that you make isn't going to be great. The consistency and time will grow you some talent. Mm. So you're multiplying it by this talent that you've mm-hmm. developed equals the thing that you want.
God, it's weird hearing you talk in these terms.
Mathematician. Yeah.
Okay. I agree
with
you.
Let's say it one more time for the back. Spark plus consistency plus time multiplied by talent equals the thing that you want.
So what if you're missing one of those components? Are any of those components things that you could let go? Like, what if you've got all of that but you don't have talent, or you've got all of that but you don't have the spark?
With the spark, you actually have to have the spark.
The spark is non-negotiable. Right. And what is the spark? How would you define spark?
The idea, the thing coming to you, the thing that's like, right, I'm committing to doing it.
Okay.
I want to be a fashion designer. That's it.
Okay. So it's kind of the vision.
Have that thought?
It's kind of the vision.
Yeah, it's the vision.
Okay.
Vision, aka spark. Brackets, close brackets.
Higher fire.
The higher fire was our spark. We're in conversations. We thought, okay, this is sparking.
Yeah, no, I feel the spark.
We added consistency. We started posting an episode every week.
We did.
We added 3 years of
time. Couldn't help it. The time just went.
We timed it by...
Talent.
We grew as podcasters. Our first episodes were dog shit. We grew. We actually learned how to do it. We equals the things that we wanted.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that. I do really like that.
I actually think... I think it's...
I can
good.
See the pride in your eyes. Yeah, you're really into that.
That's why they gave me a maths GCSE. A B.
A maths GCSE? I should hope so. Good for you.
I had to retake. I got a C.
Did you really have to retake?
Because they were like, you can get a B if you want a B. And there was a whole thing about, like, you couldn't be a teacher. You couldn't teach English.
Oh, yeah. You had to get minimum B.
In England and Wales.
Yeah.
If you didn't get a B in English, you were going to be
a teacher. Was that in the...
No, but I didn't want to limit myself at that age. I thought, I'll do it now.
How dare they tell you I can't be an English teacher?
Well, I just thought...
The voice of a generation.
I just thought it's probably the closest I'm ever going to get in my life to being able to get a B.
Yeah.
Like, now, if I had to learn that all from scratch...
Oh, Jesus.
I'd be...
Not hope in hell. No.
So I thought, fuck it. Whilst I'm at C territory, right? Because right now I'm at, like, F territory.
You're on the territory. Brink.
I'm on the brink. I'm at a C. I can probably get a B right now if I just do a bit
Good
more
for
revision.
You. So what... Oh, no. It's not important.
That's the story of my maths
GCSE. It's not important. I won't ask you anymore.
Genuinely hardest thing I've ever done in my life, my maths GCSE.
Maths is learning to drive. Really?
That is the opposite of my brain.
Okay.
Did you find your driving easy?
It just wouldn't have come to mind. I remember I really nailed my test. I got like one minor or something.
Divine. But you're a good driver though. I think you're quite aware of your surroundings.
I'm a confident driver. Because I did that hypnosis on YouTube with this guy who was like, I am a confident driver.
I am
a confident driver. And now every day I think I am a confident driver. I actually love driving.
Yeah.
As a pastime.
No, you do, actually.
Because you're kind of in your own bubble. And also, like, at that time, I was, you know, I was a young person. But I didn't have, like, quite deep. I didn't have a space of my own. Like, I didn't have, like, a safe space. Like, I was kind of, like, begging the council to house me. Like, I was begging for somewhere to live. So when I had a car, it was like, oh, my God, I could just go anywhere in this vehicle and, like, just shut my doors and I'm in my own room
and
I
would just your music
you can have your music and like I love that. Getting that car was like, and like driving was such a magical thing for me. Yeah like such an important thing. I felt so free
as like
a young woman.
I agree that I had that feeling of, like, I remember writing in my journal, like, when you get a car, you can leave this town. Like,
that's
you
crazy.
Can leave. Like, living in a small town, anyone that lives in a small town, you'll know, it's like, you fucking need a car. You can go anywhere you want if you've got a car.
So when you say small town, like, what does that mean? How?
What do you mean?
I don't know, like...
So, like, what I mean by my small town,
yeah,
is, like, a small rural town. It's actually developing a lot. Like, it's not so small it's as it was when I was growing up. There are many new estates being built every
right.
minute.
So what? So, like, almost like, is there a like hospital and stuff?
There's a hospital. Yeah, my sister was born there. They tried to birth me into this world there, but I rejected it
and
I said,
take
me to the bigger one. I want to be born in Oxford.
Oh, okay. So you were born in the city.
I was born half and half.
Really?
I was born. I tried to, but then they had to get like forceps and stuff to drag me into the world.
What? So your mum was moved in labour
during the birth, I think. Yeah.
Bloody hell, Seffy, that's a bit crazy.
I know. I nearly died. I had like a cord wrapped around my neck.
Wow, the umbilical cord.
The umbilical cord was strangling.
What were you doing
me.
That for, crazy girl? Look, drama queen. That's
silly
what I
girl.
Said.
She couldn't even be born
drama
right.
Drama queen.
I know, honestly, dramatic.
God, well, thank
girl.
God for that. I'm actually going to touch
I've got a scar
wood.
On my head from the forceps.
Do you?
Somewhere. I'll try and show you at some point.
Oh, I didn't know you were forceps. That's really sweet.
Yeah, a little forcep kid.
I was born bum first, as you know.
Oh, yeah,
with
yeah,
no
you
hip
were.
Socket. So
no
quite
hip socket.
Big entrances we made to the world.
Honestly.
We came in
enter
with a bag.
Stage left. Seffy and Wing.
Oh god. Okay, well, I really had some fun with that.
Same. Also, just on the driving note, I had one little thing.
Oh, go on.
I had a horrific drive the other day.
Oh yeah.
I drove back from Bristol.
Yeah.
And I was crying. It was terrible. Like, I really had like a bad drive.
Yeah.
I was just making like mistakes and stuff, and it was just horrible. And there was one point where I was merging onto the motorway, mm-hmm. and there was this girl in another car, and she had to like move. I kind of pulled into her, and she had to like move
over
her car, and she looked through the window at me, and it
and
was one of those
thought,
things I thought
does she
listen?
Listen
to the podcast. And we really made eye contact because she was like fuming at me because I nearly
and
killed
you just
her,
cut
sort
her
of thing.
Up yeah.
And like I honestly absolutely horrific like drive I'm dear. Not a good driver, and I'm just terrified. Basically, I'm actually fine, I'm just not confident.
You are, yeah.
And I literally thought, oh my god,
that's
you're
a funny one. Yeah.
And I was literally like, I'm so sorry. And I really just she was our age, like she kind of looked like she recognized me a little bit, and I thought,
I love
I'm
her.
So sorry. So if you're listening
oh,
to this,
gosh,
I'm so sorry, that was just a terrible drive.
It seemed the worst.
It was one of my worst works ever.
Oh god.
But yeah.
Okay,
just had to get it off my chest.
No, I'm glad. Sorry I cut you off.
No, you never did. You never did.
Okay,
god, see you at Cambridge.
Oh, fucking fuck, Seffy.
In a gigantic room, apparently.
What I'm going to try it.
I'd almost rather have a small room filled than a big room empty.
I think it's a bit late for that.
Oh, God. Please come. Oh, no, it's too late now for you.
Oh, God, it's already happened. How did it go?
How did it go?
Oh, God.
Did we fall on our
faces? Actually, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either.
I don't
really
want to
scared.
Know. Oh, God. Yeah, I am feeling something.
I'm really feeling something now. Well, if you don't hear
right.
from us...
If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.